From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe did not resign Sunday despite calls from his own party to do so. He spoke on television. His party has given him until noon on Monday to resign or face impeachment. Mugabe said the events of this week in Zimbabwe are not a threat to the Constitution or to his authority as head of state or commander in chief. Zimbabwe's military intervened last week, seizing institutions in apparent opposition to Mugabe naming his unpopular wife as his successor. According to the Zimbabwe newspaper The Herald, Mugabe met Sunday with military leaders. This Zimbabwean, Willard Berejina, is looking forward to life after Mr. Mugabe.
We expect a bright future, especially for us young people. So many young people are well-educated, but no jobs. We are just struggling, loitering around the town, so we expect a bright future for us.
Southern African leaders will be discussing the ongoing political crisis in Zimbabwe at a meeting of the Southern African Development Community in Luanda, Angola, on Tuesday. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. King Mohammed has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families, and the Interior Ministry said the king will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead. This is VOA News. Argentina.